Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, very important broadcast lined up for you on this 18th of August, 2005, Thursday edition. The filmmaker, Tito Howard, he made the film Loss of Liberty, will be joining us with the hero, Dr. Richard Kiefer. He saved the lives of, what, 43 people. He had his intestines tied into his body. Of course, got the Congressional Medal of Honor. Had his intestines tied into his body with his life jacket for a day and treated, again, dozens and dozens of people and saved the lives of 40-plus. Folks, that's pretty manly. I don't think I could be giving medical treatment with burns all over my body and my intestines hanging out because he was hit by shrapnel and had his guts blown open, but he did tie his intestines in, and literally his guts were spilt all over the deck. So we'll be talking to this gentleman, and of course it's government-sponsored terror. I've talked to the admirals who were on the radio phone, and LBJ came on and said, I want that GD ship going to the bottom. I want that ship to go to the bottom. They wanted to blame it on good old Egypt. And there's a lot of sickos out there that worship this government that don't know that patriotism is about loving your country where you live and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Patriotism is not and never has been worshiping your dictator, worshiping your plutocrats. And I've heard them go, oh, so what if we attack that? War's war. You got to break eggs to get them Ruskies. Well, then you go out and, kill yourself. I'm not saying do that. I mean, you might actually do it. Okay. You might say, I worship government, you know, and saw your own head off. I mean, you people are just out of your gourds, so I shouldn't joke around with you. But Dr. Richard Kiefer will be joining us along with Tito Howard. We'll go back to 1967 and cover that for an hour. And then also Greg Zeminski and Janet Parker, close informant and friend of former FBI agent John O'Neill, killed on 9/11, tells how FBI higher-ups shut him down, letting 9/11, quote, happen. And O'Neill, who was deputy director, quit 2 months before, and he told British News, he said, they're going to allow an attack on the World Trade Center as a pretext to get Afghan oil. That's what he'd been told. It was more than that, Mr. O'Neill. You saw part of it, but not all of it. It isn't that our government let al-Qaeda attack us. Criminal elements of our government are al-Qaeda, is al-Qaeda, al-MI6-a, al-CIA-da, al-Defense Intelligence-a, al-Musada. So this is what we're facing, and we'll get into this coming up in this third hour with Greg Zeminski and, of course, Janet Parker. We'll also talk to Greg a little bit about the Brigadier General Kevin P. Burns being sacked last week and the attack drills being pushed back to today from yesterday. Again, it is Thursday, the 18th day of August, 2005. Masses of news when we get back. Right now, China sets up anti-terror squads as riots spread. Ooh, and I have that newscast from last week up in Virginia, where they go, we're training to assist the public and fight terror. And they do that by practicing to take your firearms and put you in camps. Just openly on television and practice dealing with rioters. Well, so is China. See, everybody's working on the same page, same sheet of music. Totally staged. So we'll talk about this as well when we get back. What surprise are they brewing for us just over the horizon?
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
At Genesis Radio, we are proud to bring you PC Security Shield. Spyware, viruses, and pop-up advertisements are out to annoy us and slow down our computers. PC Security Shield will prevent and eliminate these programs before they are allowed to disrupt your computer. We rely on PC Security Shield to protect our computers so that we can bring you, the listener, the programs you want to hear without interruption. Please log on to GCNLive.com and click on the PC Security Shield banner at the top of the page for a discount available only to our loyal listeners at GCN.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we will talk to one of the most highly decorated men in naval history, Dr. Richard Kiefer, who literally had his intestines all over the conning tower floor, and tied his intestines that were literally dragging around on the ground. This is eyewitness reports, with a life jacket, and then treated the survivors, saving the lives of over 40 people. When the U.S. government in Israel cornered the ship and attacked it for a day, trying to sink it so they could blame it on Egypt and the Soviets and start World War III. And that's all come out. It's all public. We've had top admirals on. We've had the judge advocate generals on from the Navy. We've had the people who were in the situation room on the carrier with LBJ going, "You listen to me. That GD ship, I want it going to the bottom. You got me? This is a direct order from your president. You turn those fighters back. No assistance. That's a direct order. No assistance." That's your loving government. They just pick a ship, park it, attack it, and the men would not abandon stations, lock down the bulkheads. It had, what, 800 and something rocket holes in it, giant white phosphorus bombs, over a dozen dropped on its deck, a giant torpedo hit it broadside, blew a giant 30-foot hole through it. There's photos of it. Strafed it for hours, torpedo boats, jet, fighter bombers. And then came the Israeli Special Forces troops on board their helicopters to kill them kill them a day into the attack, and from inside sources we've got out of Israel, the Israeli commandos just refused. It was just so dastardly, they wouldn't do it. And an Israeli pilot's gone public who was there. They saw the giant American flag. They knew it was happening. He was ordered three times to start attacking the ship. He's gone public. But imagine, I mean, their own commandos finally just watch. I mean, first they strafed the lifeboats with people in them, and that all happened. It went on and on for hour after hour after hour. And then the Special Forces helicopters came out to, with commandos to kill them and blow the ship and sink it so they could blame it on the blame it on their enemies. But that didn't, they just wouldn't do it. I guess having to look at them up close and seeing those bleeding, dying men, their commandos just refused. I guess they didn't think they were cattle. I guess they thought they were human beings, which they were. I mean, what have Americans ever done to Israel? But again, our own government, I've interviewed the multiple. What have I had, like five admirals on? I mean, I've had the people on who got the call from LBJ, folks. I want that ship going to the bottom, minus the blasphemous comment. I want that GD ship on the bottom. Do you understand that order? So that's your loving government. But if you're patriotic, you will support the president and not the troops. You will say, good, kill the troops. Kill them. Test chemical and biologicals on them. Let them breathe to you. Kill them. Kill them. They are owned by the government. We worship the government. Of course, that's not real patriotism. That is an abomination. That is a twisting. That is some nightmare dimension of patriotism. Patriotism is standing up against tyranny, standing up against evil governments, standing up against corrupt liars. And look at LBJ at the end of his life. Hundreds of millions of dollars he got in his cut from Brown and Root and Halliburton and dredging the bay there. And all the money he'd made going from being a poor boy to being almost a billionaire. Well, in today's money, he would be a billionaire. And he was just a sad old man against the war who grew his hair out long and would sit there and cry at the podium at the ranch, apologizing. All of it meant nothing. The devil took you up on the mountain, LBJ, and offered it all to you. And at the end, you were a knock-kneed person crying, which means you may have gone to heaven. I commend you. You finally got your soul back at the end. Maybe you never lost it entirely. You were just competitive and out of control. But that won't happen with George Bush and Dick Cheney, folks. I've really studied them. That won't happen with Bill Clinton. There's no turning it around like the thief, you know, up on the cross beside Christ. There's no turning it around for them. They've gone straight into the pit of hell, folks. I want that shit going to the bottom. And strangely enough, most of the Congressional Medal of Honor winners and people that were on that ship who were given it all secretly and told to shut up kept their mouths shut until books were written in the last few years bad-mouthing them, talking about how wonderful Israel was and how Israel didn't do anything wrong and how LBJ was good. And they said, you know what? That's it. I took the call from LBJ saying sink the ship, let it go down, and we're going public. You see, you always got to have your hubris. Got to shoot your mouths off. And let me just tell the cops and the special forces and all the bureaucrats listening, I mean, you think the government cares one red cent, one little iota, the criminal elements that control it about you, if they would take a ship, a prestigious surveillance ship, park it in international waters and attack it to blame it on the Russians and to blame it on the Egyptians? If they do that to their best and brightest, and a lot of these guys were CIA and defense intelligence and naval intelligence on that ship. It was a spy ship. They would take their best and brightest and just sit there and blast it for, I don't know, what was the, one attack went on for 3 hours, next attack 2 hours, and three, 4 more hours more, then strafing lifeboats. I mean, God kept that ship floating, folks. No ship was ever... It's the most highly decorated ship in U.S. history. And some have looked at other annals in world history. No British man of war ever took this much flak, this many attacks, this many... I mean, just giant cannon holes from stem to stern. All right, I got a bunch of news, and I'm already getting into the USS Liberty, but this is what governments do. Israel will blow up its own buildings, kill its own citizens, and then blame it on people to keep the war going. I'm not saying there aren't real Muslim extremists carrying out bombings, and they're despicable as well. You know, I knew about this. I'd read about it in Haaretz and a few other big papers in Israel, but it's now come out the full horror. 100,000 Jewish children. 100,000 Jewish children. I did some research on this late last night. It just touched my heart. The U.S. government paid the Israeli government to take 100,000 children over 10 years. And they would tell their parents at school, oh, it's a field trip to the doctor's office just to check for ringworm, you know, fungus that grows in rings and makes your hair fall out. And they would take the little children, little girls, little boys, and they would give them 35,000 safe level of radiation to the head. And many of them would die that night, die the next day. They just didn't matter. The government kept it quiet. Most of them would die within 5 years. A few are still alive from the mid-1950s, but they're totally, basically retarded. And there's even been an Israeli TV special. I want to get Barry Hamish on to talk about it. And it's even on Israeli television. Yeah, the government just 100,000 children. And the U.S. government paid, in adjusted dollars, over $1 billion. To do this to 100,000 Jewish children. And I'm anti-Semitic because I'm against killing Jewish children. Because I'm against Hitler and the Zionists funding Hitler, which they admittedly did. These people hate Jews. Zionists, the people that, quote, claim they're the current Zionists in control, actually are controlled by the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. And our government had taken Nazi scientists at that time over to the U.S. who were running the radiation experiments on our children in the tens of thousands and pregnant wives of GIs, all mainstream news. And those Nazis were doing the same stuff they did in Germany on a wider scale. And then the very same policies, $1 billion of our tax money paid to Israel to radiate 100,000 Jewish children. So now the deaths of the people on Liberty kind of pales, doesn't it? But it just shows the psychotic, evil nature of the New World Order. And all these governments do it. The Japanese government, all their people got pardoned that ran the chemical and biological test on our troops. They got pardoned. Our government hired them, took the data. Oh, this is wonderful. Oh, yes. See, the globalists see us as total slaves. They see us as worse than bugs. They see us as useless feeders and eaters. I mean, if you're doubting me, it's Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, just calmly announcing, yeah, we radiated, and most of them died within the year. We just radiated their brains. Little kid, imagine taking a six-year-old, putting them under a radiator, totally healthy child, high-powered x-ray, 35,000 times the safe level, and actually frying their brains. Frying Jewish children's brains. Why would Jews do that to Jews? Because these people aren't Jews, folks. You notice the Jews they did it to were the Mediterranean, African, Spanish Jews, who actually have the most blood of King David and Solomon and Moses in them. It was the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, patch-wearing, you know, strutting around, not Jewish, the people Christ talked about, the false Jews that were doing this. And then you evil, evil white supremacists attack Jews and say they're evil and say they're bad when these aren't even Jews that are doing this. Evil, evil people. Evil. You're in bed with the ADL. And see, that sounds so bizarre, people can't even figure that out. That it's about counterfeits. It's about fakes. It's about manipulation. Well, I stand up for little children everywhere, folks, and I just can't believe the crime of radiating 100,000. But after all, we've aborted 50 million babies in this country. So is it hard to believe?
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm not going to talk about it anymore until later in the show and actually get into the news articles, but just to have Israeli TV admit what we already knew about from documents, but to interview some of the survivors that they openly took $1 billion to radiate 100,000 Jewish children. I mean, that makes me mad. Just cold-bloodedly doing that. And they've done it to children in America. They've just done so many horrible things. These are psychotic criminals that are in control. And they did it to the USS Liberty. They do it to their own people. The Nazis did it. The British have done it. The Chinese have done it. It's just evil people that just think of us as worthless. I mean, I keep repeating that, but stop being naive, folks. Realize we're in a fight for humanity and society, and everything's on the line. I got to take a few minutes out here just to say that in the last 12 years, 11 and a half years that I've been on air, I've really never asked for donations or support with this broadcast, because I wouldn't even call it pride. I've seen so many other people take advantage of people's generosity that I've stayed away from. And I have been sent donations, and we'll call people up and say, are you wealthy? And if they say yes, we'll go, okay, well, we'll take it, thank you. But I've had a few times where it's an old lady, and, you know, she's given me, you know, money she can't afford. I send it back. We've done that many times. And a lot of other patriots and people are shocked by that. But, you know, we just need you to buy the videos and the books that we offer. That's how you support us. But I will tell you that a gentleman in the United Kingdom gave us a substantive donation, and we talked to him. He can obviously afford it, so we will take it. And I will let you know that I took the money that we made from the six showings that I had of Martial Law here in Austin, and I bought a TV-quality TV camera. And you can see the difference in quality compared to the even other expensive cameras I had. Now, this thing's high definition and shoots in film quality. And now when you see the interviews with MI5 agents in England, or Michael Meacher, or Cindy Sheehan, or Ray McGovern, the CIA briefer for George Herbert Walker Bush and Ronald Reagan, you can see the difference. And we're going to take this donation because we did not have the money to buy an even better editing system. We got two computers, but they're not old, but in this business, 2 years old is old, folks. And it slows us down. We can't get stuff done. I'm going to buy new computers. I'm going to buy two new computers with this. So thank you. 100% of that is going to go into the fight. So you just put gas in our war mock, or in our tank here, in our battleship, to run over the enemy. So we'll just put it right back into the fight, because that's my lust, that's my passion, I mean, that's my drive, is I just love to wake people up. I get a thrill out of exposing evil. I mean, I got a thrill last night out of taking a 30-minute production we put together since Sunday, really professional, that one of my editors did. He doesn't want to be thanked on air, so I won't say his name. People say, why don't you mention your crew? Well, some of them don't want attention, folks. But just he did a great job putting together this piece that we aired last night on TV, and that's going to be on PrisonPlanet.tv. But I don't know. I'm just, again, I'm humbled by the support. I am humbled by the talented people that support us. I am humbled by the dedication. I realize that I got to do a good job. I mean, we have millions of people listening to us. We've got to tell it like it is and be bold and not pull punches. And whenever it's midnight and I've been up since 7 a.m. and I got to do some midnight radio interview and I don't want to do it, I just remember that we're going to be warning tens of thousands of people who have never heard the truth, and that we've got a job to expose these evil terrorists, to expose these killers that radiate children's brains, that put poison in the water supply, because they hate us, because they want to dumb us down, because they want to control us. And we've got to have the will to face the data. I mean, all the time I try to disprove the conclusions we come to. I may rant and rave on the air, but I scientifically approach this. People that know me, I'm very quiet, very focused, until I then get on air and then just force myself to focus on what I've researched. And then sometimes I get a bit emotional because I tend to shift into preacher mode, frankly, because it gives me energy. It's really a crutch. The ranting and raving is a crutch, folks, because when I go into that mode, I have vast resources of energy. To be calm is actually very stressful because I'm in that mode most of the time, quietly focusing, researching, working, doing the basics. But all of you, I just salute you. And to Oz there in the UK, we want to thank you. All right, we'll be right back with the news, your calls, and we got four big guests coming up in the second and third hours.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love the new sandal styles. But before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's N-U-K-A-L-E-R-T.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's N-U-K-A-L-E-R-T.com. Or call 830-672-8734. All right, Chris and Pat and others, your calls are coming up. On Monday, ABC News Australia, ABC News is a branch over there, reported what has been the Latin American press for almost a year. Sully Castillo talked about it on this broadcast, former top DEA agent in Latin America. He talked about it about a year ago on this show, and then again about 6 months ago. And last weekend, we posted the article, Secret Border Wars, and it's on the right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com. It's on the right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com, the news in focus. No one has linked to it. It's got no attention. I don't know why this story can't get traction. Rocket attacks, bazooka attacks, car bombs, 600-plus dead this year alone on both sides. Dozens and dozens of dead cops on both sides. Los Zetas is CIA-trained. Fort Benning, Georgia, they're working for the CIA. This has even come out in mainstream newspapers, folks, okay? But you never see it in the national news. They're out killing drug dealers that don't pay their cut. And ABC News Australia reported that foreign former death squad commanders and new recruits by the thousands have been hired to be shipped to Iraq to carry out torture and mass murder. That's why they wear black masks, so you don't know they're Latin American. They love to use Latin Americans to pose as Arabs, just like they did in the London bombings, folks, because, you know, it's just a perfect fit. And I told you that we're going to have Latin American death squads, not just the Los Zetas Mexican troops, but Latin American death squads are being trained at a South Texas ranch. And we told you this 4 months ago when we learned of this. You know, we just put, do you understand the magnitude? Well, now Kevin Smith has it in front of him. We're posting it on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com within the hour on top of our border war story. That, and since we posted that, two governors have declared states of emergency in New Mexico and Arizona, Richardson and Napolitano, respectively. I mean, it is insane. And, folks, I'm not joking. They work for the CIA. They are a plausible deniability death squad, and they will be used politically as well. So we're facing actual death squads in America. And, I mean, you get a few hundred deaths in Latin American countries, it would turn into tens of thousands. It was top news here, you know, with the death squads down there. Why isn't it news here? We now have narco-terrorist drug squads, and it is in the mainstream news. The Cabela's are with the Los Zetas. Now we have Guatemalan troops attacking and killing. And good to have you on with us, Kevin Smith. Kevin, I mean, people can't believe it when we talk about this, but here it is in the San Antonio Express News.
It's right in your face, and I appreciate you getting me on real quick. I just got a call a few minutes ago from Sally Castillo pointing this out to me, and I'll just read you a little bit of it real quick. Says that Guatemalan commandos who may be training drug cartel gunmen on a ranch south of McAllen in Mexico, a July 28th intelligence alert is...
But see, we know where the ranch is, near the King Ranch in South Texas.
Oh, yeah, there's another...
By the way, in the next month or so, we are going down there. Both sides, baby. The most dangerous mission yet. I can't wait.
It states about 30 men, once part of the Guatemalan Cabela's Special Forces Unit, are reported to be training members of Zetas, a paramilitary group. We know the rest. It continues on, these are a former rogue element again. And it says, in one night...
Trained by the U.S. government, yeah.
Yeah, when they were down there...
As soon as they graduate, they go rogue. And they get on C-130s and are flown to Iraq, going rogue.
Here's a break. In fact, some of your previous statements, in one night, 44 kidnapped people were rescued, then quickly detained on suspicion of working for drug gangs. So, sure enough, the people they were kidnapping and murdering, guess what? They work for the rival drug gangs. The people
We know. Okay. Shelley has the inside. I actually have some other sources. Even before all this broke loose a year ago, we knew the U.S. government controls the heroin and cocaine traffic. They've lost a large portion of their monopoly. Now it's an oligopoly. It is a literal war for control of the $250 billion U.S. market.
Well, the another telling thing about this group, their name derived from a Mayan leader who avoided the Spanish conquistadors, and they were accused of human rights abuses during the Guatemala Civil War of the 80s. And what's really telling here is that Celi trained these people. You know, Celi, this was the anti-drug units that Celi was training in Guatemala, and he used to bring Delta in to help train. So, again, this is an extension of Negroponte. He's bringing
who is now the supreme head of all intelligence. And now our domestic commissariat, he has the same job as Marcus Wolf did, the head of the Stasi, and they've hired Marcus Wolf to help them create the Stasi squads, and lo and behold, every day, the biggest janitorial company will now be spying on you, the biggest exterminator company, you know, all truck drivers, all, you know, it's just everybody's going to be a tattletale now.
You know, in the past...
And they give them a little bit of petty power now, and now they're slinking around.
You know, in the past in Texas, Alex, law enforcement's very territorial. You know, they don't like other law enforcement coming into their backyard and telling them what to do. So, I mean, where's the response from law enforcement in Texas saying, we've got these people coming in our backyard, killing, doing as they will. We're going to go out there and stop them.
They're not going to do a thing. They're going to pull families over and shake them down and give them tickets and search vehicles and take 16-year-olds with, one hitter of marijuana to jail.
Yeah. Well, it just shows you, look, they put Negroponte in place, and what is happening? I mean, it says, overnight, these people...
Hey, Shelley a year ago said, Negroponte becomes head of intelligence, you're going to have death squads in America. Boom, look what happened.
If you want him on, give him a call. He's ready.
I can't do it because I got the U.S.'s Liberty people coming on, and then I've got one of the associates of the FBI agent they killed who was trying to blow the whistle before 9/11.
Well, I know you can't today, but I just wanted to put that out there. It's in your face.
No, tell Shelley if he wants to. I got two guests tomorrow, too. Tell Shelley if he wants to come on at 11:30 tomorrow, he's welcome.
All right. Hey, Alex, have a great job. Do a great job. Have a great day. Thank you.
Take care, Kevin. We got to search your credit cards. We got to put microphones up all over your cities. We got to set up checkpoints and search you. We got to search your children in the public schools. We got to, have terror drills practicing taking your guns. oh, but we're going to let the Mexican and Guatemalan terror gangs, literally controlled by the U.S. government. Because I have articles where they admit they're hiring these groups and paying them right now in Iraq. They're actually flying Latin Americans, and already 20-something percent of our military on the ground in Iraq is Mexican and Latin American. I mean, and now they're here running around slaughtering. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of this? And I can get no one, none of the alternative media, for some reason, will talk about this, will deal with this. I get calls, oh, you shouldn't interview Selly. Why, you know, he once went to a university and protested, and there were some leftists standing beside him, and he may be, you know, whatever, man. I mean, it doesn't matter. This stuff is real. This stuff is going on. Okay? And I predict now that they are going to be doing political murders. I mean, these are the type of folks that if I get killed, that's who will kill me. And they'll just say that, oh, Alex Jones was carjacked. And they'll just walk up, just like they did Barry Seal, pump about 12 rounds into me. Luckily, it won't be very painful. And there, I mean, seriously, folks, you want to know, I've already done the analysis. You want to know that, you know, you're worried about getting killed by the New World Order. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't get into mystical stuff. I'm a Christian, but I don't get off into all this. I had a recurring dream for about 5 years, and when I was a senior in high school into college, and it was of Mexican troops ruling us. And, folks, these are the type of dreams I'd wake up with my heart pounding, sweating, and it was in the far-off future. I was an adult. I had children. I remember in the dream I'd see myself in the mirror. You know, I was balding. And which is starting to happen, and starting to lose my hair, and it was real, folks. It was real towns I'd never been to, and then I was driving in the hill country and came to a four-way stop where I'd had the dream. And I know the dreams I'm not supposed to ignore. I've only had a few others. Like, I'd have a dream, wake up heart pounding, where I walk around a corner of a building I've never been to, and somebody assaults me. And then I'm walking, and then as I'm walking, I even told people about the dream, and then I'm walking, and then the person assaults me. You know, in that wearing the same striped purple and green shirt. And I've only had a few other dreams like that. I mean, we all have that sixth sense or whatever. And look, all the evidence shows it. All the facts show it. All the preparations show it. All the details show it. They're going to turn the Southwest into a Kosovo. You understand that? This is the new KLA. But they're going to control this new KLA. This is all going to be run out of the Pentagon. And this is going to be their terror forces. And I remember telling people about that dream, you know, 15 years ago, 14 years ago. And I didn't even really know about the New World Order then. I was just waking up. I was like, what is this dream? I mean, I had it like every week, folks. I have just an image of it. The Mexican troops running checkpoints, backed up by our troops, and families being pulled out of cars. And I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Okay, unless we stop it. And, I've got to share this with you. I think I've mentioned it one other time. I mean, it's, if you want to call it a vision, that's exactly what it is. And these are, you know, horrible. It's horrible. I mean, and now we see it. And now no one will talk about it. I mean, rocket attacks, bazooka attacks, car bombs, murders, just everywhere. And, it's really going on, folks. And I hate to see, you know, nightmares starting to come true. But, again, in the dream, I'm with my family, and let's just say I engaged the Mexican troops. So, that's all I can say is that we're not going to put up with this, folks. I mean, I know that our government controls this and it's letting this happen. And it's just horrible, folks. It's so sick. But you don't have to go off the dreams of Alex Jones. I mean, you can just read the San Antonio Express News, the Brownsville Herald, the Dallas Morning News, the Associated Press, CBS News, ABC News. I mean, it's all there. The nightmare is there. And I'm talking about over the next 10 years, folks, just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. See, let's just go ahead and take calls. Chris in Texas. Go ahead, Chris.
Bless you for everything that you do. Talking about evil people and needing to do something about them, the scumbag in Crawford that mowed down the War Hero Memorial, have his name and phone number I'd like to give out.
Maybe. No, we're not going to do that. That's patently illegal.
It's activism, though, brother.
Won't do a thing, calling and wasting our time on some just mindless idiot. You know, that guy probably isn't even that evil. He's just dumb. But what else is on your mind, Chris?
Good point. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing your guest today. You know, the Crawford thing is kind of minor, and it was, reading the polls on News 8, listening to everybody badmouth Ms. Sheehan, and, these neocons have completely lost their sense of compassion and their sense of humanity. And it's, it's frightening. It's alarming to see. It was nice to hear from Kevin. I'm looking forward to your report from down on the border. Please be careful. And
well, that's coming up in a while.
Yeah, you were saying about a month you were going to go and down and
I never. I always just pop up places.
Right. Can't be leaving a pattern or letting people know when you're going. But when you do go, Godspeed and be careful, brother. Keep up the good work.
Well, I appreciate that call. Let me just say this. We have the clip. We'll air it later if we have time. Nothing against G. Gordon Liddy. I mean, I've had G. Gordon Liddy on this show, three times? I agree with him on the Second Amendment, a lot of stuff, but he's really out of control when he, first he was against the Patriot Act, now he defends it. I mean, a lot of flip-flopping going on, and calling Cindy Sheehan anti-Semitic is just despicable because she used the word neocon. And he says, if you use the word neocon, that's code for anti-Semitism. Folks, the neocons in published books 10 years ago called themselves neoconservatives. So that'd be like if the revolutionaries in Texas called themselves the Texians, and then 100 years later I call them the Texians, and they go, oh, that's anti-Texan if you call them Texian. I mean, that'd be like if a black person called themselves African-American, and you said, well, the African-Americans say this. Oh, you're anti-black. You said African-American. I mean, it's off the charts. Oh, that's code. You talk about the IMF and World Bank. That's code for anti-Semitism. What, if I talk about the sun coming up, is that code for anti-Semitism? If I say I don't want to have the war with Iraq, it's anti-Semitism? I mean, now it's lost all credibility, even on Fox News. The other guest and others, when Liddy said this, said, oh, that's ridiculous. Because you can get sued for that, folks. I mean, I talked to Cindy Sheehan. She says that a lot of this is for Israel, which part of it is. It's about domestic police state and trillions in oil, but part of it is about Israel. I mean, are we allowed to say that Israel's cheering on the war? I mean, has it got, half the Jews in Israel are against the war? More than half. Sharon's government's hanging on by its fingernails. So are they all anti-Semitic? What about those 100,000 Jewish children that the Israeli government radiated? Many of them died. Most of them died. I mean, are you anti-Semitic if you talk about that? I mean, I'm trying to... Folks, I love everybody. And this is balkanization. I mean, I've got video. It's on the website. G. Gordon Liddy says, if you say neocon, you're anti-Semitic. And they say, you're saying she's anti-Semitic. Yes, she's an anti-Semite, because she said neocon. Now, Liddy is not stupid, folks, and he's an intelligence hack. If anybody is, everybody knows about Liddy and who he thinks he is and the clicking of the heels and all that. I mean, you talk about the pot calling the kettle black, folks. I mean, this is the pot calling Lily White black. I mean, this is a joke. I mean, I'm tired of it, folks. I got the sniveling neo-Nazis death-threatening me on a routine basis, and I've got the ADL saying mean things about me. The false quoting me. Oh, the latest thing. I mean, I could own them. I don't have the time to do it. And they don't even say I'm an anti-Semite. They just mix me in with horrible people and then just say, Alex Jones says Mexicans' culture is... What was the exact quote? Is just pure evil. Though I said the Aztec culture. I actually went back and listened to the show. They even cite the show. I knew I didn't say that anyways. So, by and large, it's a good culture in many respects. Pro-family, very, very, pro-family, very, very pro-father. Just very good. I like it, other than the kickbacks, the mordido, all of that stuff that's left over from Spain and then a mixture of other stuff. I've never said that about that culture. I've said the Aztec culture is extremely evil, just like the Nazi culture is. just like the Zionist culture is. And I'm sick of it. So, see, that's all they can do. It's like when the Charlton Post-Dispatch attacked me 2 days ago. They actually created fake quotes, things I didn't say, and then attributed to them to me. So, you know, folks, and I can't respond to all the attacks by the government hacks and the liars and the fake neocons and the fake patriots on the web. I mean, people say, well, why don't you respond? Because it'll just regenerate itself, and I got to respond. Just know it is a pack of lies, as George Galloway said. I mean, it's just a pack of lies. It's all a pack of lies. It's just everything I've ever seen criticizing me is a pack of lies. Other than I cut people off and I'm obnoxious and aggressive, that, yes, I stand guilty. But everything is a pack of lies. Look at the accusers. They are the ones you should look at.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pat and Robert and Arthur and Skunk and Tim, everybody, your calls are coming up. We have the director of the Loss of Liberty video and the highly decorated doctor who saved so many lives on that ship that day joining us as well coming up. And then just other incredible guests in the third hour. But I'm going to go to your calls here in a second. I got to say this. This is just one example of a thousand ways they spin and lie. The other day I'm listening to Sean Hannity. For some reason they've got him on right after I go off the air on WOAI. You know, I tuned into WOAI when I got off air and I was listening. It was Sean Hannity instead of a local show, I guess because he's down in Texas. traipsing about, you know, what about the border. And he talked about the border out of control, why won't Bush fix it, for 10 minutes, and I thought, you know, I know what he's going to do. He's going to say amnesty will fix it. It's not about the tens of millions that are here and the more that want to come. It's going to be about Al-Qaeda, so let's just have a national ID card and legalize all of them, and I knew it. I never heard him talk this hardcore, but he was getting everybody fired up. Then his answer was the guest worker program, and I heard it, see. So they, oh, it's horrible, it's bad, let's legalize them. But they don't say that. They say, let's give them a guest worker. You know. So that's the type of stuff we deal with. They'll admit all the truth and then give you a bad solution. I agree with you, Sean. These liberals don't want a guest worker program. They need to be stopped. The liberals are the ones that proposed it. I mean, you people are the dumbest dirt, man, that can listen to that and be, and these people are consciously trying to lie to you and manipulate you. And you just sit there buying it and loving it. What, you like people laughing at you? You like being conned? You like being stupid? You like losing the war for this country? Oh, man. All right, I'm just going to say it briefly. I got 12 films I made, a bunch of other videos and books we carry, a whole video and bookstore on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or you can call toll-free to get any of my great videos. A lot of big discounts right now. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv to see all these great weekly reports we do from England and Crawford and you name it. It's all up on PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go ahead and go to Pat in Indiana. Pat, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling today because I called Troy Derengoski's show this morning here in Indiana, and they were taking a survey who was for Bush and who was against Bush. And I called in. Most of them was calling for Bush.
And yeah, it's a neocon radio station.
Yeah, and I tried to tell them, you know, we've got a war going on down at the border. He's a member of the Bohemian Grove, and they worship Moloch, and that he's a skull and boner, and he's taken the oath to the death tomb. And I try to bring up all the things that he's doing that's wrong in this country, that's bringing down our country. But it's just...
And they said you were crazy.
Yeah, I was crazy. And then I had another question about Gary Wills. He was on once before, and I sent you a video, and they had it again on this Sunday. And Gary Wills also said he was a member. He was on the Warren Report and Warren Commission, and that he wrote the book about Jack Ruby. And I was just wondering, did you get that video? And also, Judge Andrew Napolitano was on there. And they keep bringing the Wills up quite often now.
All right. Well, I'll check that out. Thank you so much for the call, Pat. Good to hear from you. We're out of time for this hour. We're going to go ahead and get our two guests on now, but we'll get to your calls. Don't worry, Robert and others that are holding. Let's go ahead and get Dr. Richard Kiefer on. We'll go ahead and call him and the director of the film Loss of Liberty, Tito Howard, that they now have gotten out on DVD finally. So we have that available via DVD with some extras as well at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We also have the new video, Beyond Treason, available. Just the best work yet out of Power Hour Productions. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the second hour. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.